Hey, 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 closet dwellers and bold move makers. It is time once again for an uncloseted riff and rant. You know who I am, Rick Clemens, the host of the show, and I've just been having some really interesting things going on in my life. I've been learning to say no and say yes to some things, and I thought, what better way to talk about for the next two shows? We're going to split this into two conversations. One is about the bold move of saying no, and the bold move of saying yes. So buckle in, stay tuned, we're going to do this twice. And the first part of this is about the bold move of saying no. And this was brought about by some opportunities that have come my way that, at the beginning I thought, yes, going to do these feel great, this sounds like the way to go. And then as more information came to me, in one case, even after I committed to something, I realized I really had to make a bold move. I had to make the bold move and say no because it was not aligned with who I was. And as I was going through that experience and thinking, oh my gosh, this is so out of integrity. This isn't making me feel good. I feel uncomfortable about this. I stepped back and I said, wait, Rick, what is wrong with saying no? The anguish and the pain that I was feeling inside myself was actually coming from a space where I knew these things weren't in alignment for me. And I made the mistake of saying yes too fast. And so I stepped back, I took a few breaths, and I sat down and I said, okay, when I say no, what am I actually saying no to? And I came up with five things that I know will help me in the future to say no. If something feels dark or ominous instead of light, I need to say no to it. If it feels heavy, like a burden, even just a little bit of a burden, and I encourage you to kind of explore that for yourself, but if it starts as, well, this feels heavy to me and it doesn't feel freeing, then I know for me, I need to say no. Another easy one, which I think most of us experience, is if you feel unmotivated by something, you need to explore that really deeply because there's lots of reasons we feel unmotivated. But if something isn't motivating you and you're not feeling inspired, then there's a good possibility you just need to say no to it. The next one is if you feel disempowered. Yes, disempowered versus empowered. Oh my God, you really need to say no to it. And I felt so disempowered by one of these situations. I felt like I had no power over this. And it wasn't because I needed to be the person fully in control or anything. It was more, I didn't feel like I was empowered to be doing what I wanted to do to have the impact I wanted to have. And so that disempowerment was really, really hard for me. The final thing I'm starting to ask myself is this aligned with who I am and how I want to show up in the world? And I realized through one of the toughest situations over the last couple of weeks, I was so not aligned with this. And it wasn't because I didn't care about what I was doing or what was being presented for me to go do in collaboration, because I'm totally, totally aligned with that piece of it. But how I was being asked to show up in that way was not in alignment with how I choose. Notice I say choose to show up. So when we are not aligned with things, I think it's really important that we explore, why don't I feel aligned? It could be your values. It could be it's not the right fit from a personal perspective. Maybe you just don't jive with the people or the situation. But all of these things are the power of saying a bold no. So let's run through them one last time. If it feels dark versus light. If it feels heavy versus freeing. If it caused you to feel unmotivated instead of inspired. If you feel disempowered instead of empowered. Or if you feel misaligned versus aligned. I invite you to step in to the bold move of saying no. In fact, I'm going to kind of step into a space for myself, and I'm going to challenge myself for the next 30 days to say no to some things. every day I'm going to say no to something that I think I have to say yes to. Because what I realized for me in my coming out work and challenging people and organizations to come out of their closets, that if I don't learn to come out of the closet of always saying yes, I'm never going to get good at saying no. And I'm wondering if maybe that's the bold move you too might want to be making, is empowering yourself with the bold move of saying no. So that's it. That's my thoughts on the word no, those two little letters, the N-O. And I'm curious to hear from you if you feel like letting me know, what are you going to say no to today or tomorrow or this week? So that's it. Take care. Have a great week, everyone. We'll be back with you in just a few days with another episode of Life Uncloseted. And I thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.